Thank you for patiently holding. My name is Kenya, the fraud soup on the floor. How could I help you?
Yes, ma'am. The lady I was speaking to before said that I had a charge of like $70, $60-something out of my account at like 1 o'clock this morning. And I don't recognize the charge. I don't know anything about a tactical bag.
I understand completely. I'd be more than happy to check into that for you. Just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your first and last name and mailing address, please?
Nia James, and the mailing address is either P.O. Box 241, Crest, Texas, or 304 Nicholson, Crest, Texas.
Thank you, and I'm just waiting on that information to load. Bear with me. Okay, so I do see $5.74 was ordered for a tactical bag. So usually that charge is created through receiving an email or during a survey, letting you know you have a tactical bag as a free gift. So you never received an email or did a survey concerning that?
Not that I'm aware of, but I mean, $5 compared to 60-something is a big difference.
Right.
I wouldn't be throwing a fit over $5.
Right, but it's because it comes with a $125 voucher, and the voucher is why you were charged at $67.32.
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Okay.
And I've already had my bank cancel my card.
And no one in your household that you know of could have placed that order in your name?
No, ma'am. The only other person in my house is my mother. She's 70, and she can't even figure out how to turn her phone on half the time.
Okay, so with this being fraud, we will contact your local authorities to provide them with the IP address on the account for them to verify the owner of the device that was used to place the order online. As of
okay.
Right now, I did go ahead and get this canceled and refunded, so that'll take up to 3 to 5 business days to reflect on the account.
Okay.
And was there anything else that I could assist with?
No, ma'am.
Okay, well, thank you for calling customer support, and have a great day.
You as well. Thank you. Bye-bye.